Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
England and Argentina battle it out in the World Cup semi-final later this evening. But will you be supporting our closest neighbour? Simon is with me on the line today because, Simon, you're an Englishman living in Ireland. How are you feeling about tonight?
Very, very excited, Andrea. Very excited. I'm very much looking forward to the game tonight. Yeah.
Is it easy to be an English football fan here, living here?
I think it's got easier the longer I've been here. I moved here in, 2014. And initially, probably a little bit precarious, a little bit nervous about bits and pieces. But because I've been here for such a long time now, I think it's definitely got easier.
Yeah.
And it's all just a bit of the fun, a bit of banter, a bit of crack
and
the rest of it. So, no, it's fine. As long as you don't take it too far, it's generally speaking, all in good spirits.
And when you say, you know, back a couple of years ago when you first came over, maybe being a little bit apprehensive or nervous, was that to go into pubs to watch games?
Yeah, probably. Yes. So, like, for instance, now I'd be more than comfortable. I put my England jersey on, I go down the pub, I watch the game, and I'd be relatively comfortable in doing so. When I first would have come back, I probably wouldn't have done that, just because probably more a reflection on me and my understanding of the situation. A little bit too nervous to maybe put myself out there. But as I said, I've been here for a little while now, so just a bit more comfortable,
yeah.
I think.
And probably if you're in a, you know, maybe not in a kind of a larger city or, you know, a more rural area where, you know, everyone kind of knows everybody. It's great to hear there's a welcoming atmosphere.
I don't know about welcoming atmosphere, but I've gathered a little small group of friends that kind of, and they'll be Irish as well. So they give it out, but they're probably my protection in numbers. But no, it's all... It's all good spirits.
Yeah, I saw on Instagram you have the family decked out in the English kit, and the house is decorated as well. Is it?
That's right. Yeah, I got the flags up after the quarterfinal. There, I thought, sod it, I'm gonna fully embrace it. So I probably wouldn't have done that in the past either, to be fair. But I got the flags over the door and the windows. I was back in England there for the quarterfinal when I went to Tesco's and stocked up. I got bunting, I got flags, I got plates, I got cups. So we're going full hog tonight for the game.
For the game.
Big occasion in the house.
Will you go out to watch it, or will you stick at home? So if you're having a kind of a party and celebration?
I think because the age of the kids, I've been out for every game so far. And like I said, I've had absolutely no issue. But I think the age of the kids are now... and because it's 8 p.m, see, so it's a bit more of
a civilised time.
Yeah, make it a big occasion. I think when I was younger, my first memory of a World Cup would have, I'm 42 now, would have been kind of Italia 90, USA 94, and the kids are kind of approaching that age. So I want to, if possible, you know, create a bit of a core memory in a moment for the kids to remember. Because it's not that often you get to World Cup semi-final. It's certainly not that often you've got an opportunity to play in a World Cup final. So it's a big deal. I want to kind of build up to it with the kids, yeah.
Stay with me, Simon, because my own colleague, Kieran Bradley, is with me here in studio as well today. If England were playing Ireland this evening, who would you be supporting?
Oh, Ireland?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. I've a slightly complicated relationship with the England football team. Just like my family are all Irish, but I grew up there. But at the same time, as I've got older, it's actually interesting hearing Simon there. Like, I've got a lot more at peace with, I want to see him win. But I don't really care if they lose. That's basically the situation. Like, I'm a massive United fan. I'm a season ticket holder at Manchester United. So like that does affect me if things go awry there. But I've kind of come to a nice bit of peace with it now. And I think actually a lot of that, I was thinking about this during the week, a lot of it's to do with Gareth Southgate and how he kind of rebuilt the sort of connection between the players and the fans. Because there was a really fractious period, not fractious, but just kind of a disconnected period there between fans and the players for, you know, in some quarters at least. And I feel like that, you know, Tuchel's now kind of taken that on another way, you know, in a different direction. But yeah, I'm really excited for it, actually. It's going to be a real proper occasion.
Do you think about where you'll watch the match, or do you stay at home?
Yeah, I actually haven't decided, you know. Like, I'm on my own in the place, like, but I don't really want to watch it on my own.
Cause it's just,
the
atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez, like, I'd go out to watch it for the crack.
But it's funny because I remember in 2018, for example, the England got to the semis, and it was actually only in the semi-final where I got even any sense of it being a bit aggro towards you if you were kind of supporting England in a real sense. Now, don't get me wrong, that's probably just the place I was in. I don't think Irish people are like that generally anyway, certainly not my experience. But I would like to be in a kind of relatively neutral slash friendly atmosphere. And so I'm going to probably go to local, which is Corrigan's and Rathmines. So
yeah,
I can at least take the banter from friends instead of.
Do you have any good recommendations, Simon, where Kieran should go to watch the match tonight, where he'd be among like-minded people?
Not where it'll be relatively low key. I think I was in the 2018 semi-final. I can't remember the name of the pub, but the big sports bar on O'Connell Street on the north side there. And that was lively enough now. And it was actually a lot of Croatians in there, but a lot of the Irish neutral friends were obviously cheering on the Croatians. So it was it was an interesting atmosphere, let's say. So it certainly wouldn't be a low-key environment. No.
Yeah, the listener here getting in touch to tell me, I will be supporting England tonight. I feel that they need it more than Spain or Argentina. 60 years of hurt and I feel the country needs it. So even though I am Irish and I'm an Irish history teacher, I will be supporting England later this evening. Another listener tells me, I secretly want England to win, but I don't think that I could ever actually admit that publicly. So they don't want to join the conversation with us. But I often find it funny, Kieran, though, because people will talk about, you know, oh, it's okay to hate England, you know, at football matches, and no way am I supporting them in the World Cup. Yeah. And then they'll tell me they're a Man United or Liverpool season ticket holder.
This is the thing, right? I don't mind people wanting England to do badly. Like, the thing is, this is my footballing life. My footballing life is built on petty rivalries. Like, as in, like, this, if I haven't got that, I've got nothing left. Like, you know, I'm just a shell of a man. So, I've no issue with it. Look, and the thing is, as well, you've got to be able to sort of pull out what is actually silly and poisonous stuff and what is just a bit of banter. So, you know, it's nice. It's actually been a really fun few weeks like that.
Yeah. I'm sure Harry Kane is Irish ancestry.
Exactly. Well, half the team.
You know?
Rice, Grealish.
Just on that, listener here telling me as well, I'd love to see Harry Kane with a World Cup medal. We talk about Messi. Harry Kane is a genius. He was reared beside Tottenham Hotspur and his ambition was to play for them, but they didn't want him. So he joined Arsenal, but was let go after a year. Because he didn't seem to have athletic ability. And look at him now.
Real rags to riches story.
Yeah, listener tells me that. Yeah. Another texter's got in touch, Simon, to say, I once asked an Irish friend of mine if he'd ever support England. And he said, absolutely, if they were playing Mayo. I'd lend them my support. And finally, for the moment as well, no, I will not be supporting England tonight. The very nature of support of sport is not to support your nearest neighbour. In the GAA, the neighbouring teams are fierce rivals, and rivalries come out for many reasons, even beyond history and geography. I also don't buy this argument that if you support Man United, that you should support England. Club teams are made up of players from all over the world, so that argument makes no sense. Come on, Argentina, says this texter. I mean, that is a fair point too, isn't it?
That's right. Well, it's Gaz. I was walking through the village this morning. I got up this morning, I took the dog for a walk, put my AirPods in and put an England podcast on to try and get me in the spirit. And then one of the neighbours drove past me in the middle of the village, shouted out the window, up Argentina. And then I pulled back into the estate where I live and there was a 6 or 7 year old boy on the green with his Argentina shirt on. So I was like, Jesus.
I tell you, it'd be a fun summer if Mayo win and England win.
Yeah,
that's two droughts out of the way.
Absolutely. Oh, what do you think their chances are tonight, Simon?
I think we're the better team on an individual basis and as a team basis, to be honest with you. But you're competing against, obviously, Messi. And the Argentinians do generally find a way to win, and they've got very big will to win. So I'm not expecting it to be as one-sided as last night, unfortunately. I think it'll be a good game. I think there'll be a few goals, but I'm holding out for England to come through, whether that's 90 minutes extra time or penalties.
So how do you envisage the scoreline?
I'll take 2-1. I'll take 2-1 England.
Kieran, do you agree?
Yeah, I think England will sneak through. I think it's going to be an ugly game, to be honest. But I think England might manage the occasion a little bit better. I think I'm going to go England on penalties.
England on penalties, yeah. Right.
Just to put us through all the ringer.
You have you already thought, like, do you have a kind of a, you know, is there a plan for the, do you have a sort of a ritual, Simon, for watching matches or... Are you already thinking about where you might watch the final on Sunday, or can you even get that far?
Well, this is it, right? I need to be careful because the kids might be listening, but we might have a surprise lined up if we do make the final. Now, it's not going to America, kids, if you are.
I was going to say, God, that's some surprise.
PGA to America.
but we might pop back home and do a big event with the family there. Their cousins.
I've already jinxed it as well. So I've booked a flight back for Saturday night to
London. Have you?
Yeah. So when it goes pear shaped later, you'll know who to blame.
Yeah. So you're going to back to England regardless Saturday
to watch with some mates.
Why not? Listen, it's been a pleasure to chat to you both. Thanks a million for joining us. Another listener says, "I want England to win tonight so they can lose on Sunday. Final tears are better than the semi-final tears." And another fan tells me, "I want Spain to win the World Cup," and it comes from a disappointed French fan. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Simon and our own Kieran Bradley. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.